Isn't that a nice way to start? And for all of our young students here, our middle school kids who love drama, the theater and everything else, the musicals, you can't beat our school district for them. So to the high school kids and Mr. Oliveri, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Dr. Lewis?
Well, I want to welcome everyone here tonight to this awards ceremony. I know we're packed here, and we're going to try to do this as quickly as possible. These children have done an awesome job in all areas, curricular areas, co-curricular areas. We're going to begin. Are we all set? We're going to begin. I may be taking it out of order. We'll begin with the No Place for Hate, because we have a lot of elementary students who are part of this. So let's start with that. And just to introduce this, we want to get you home. Just to introduce it, we're so proud that all of our schools are No Place for Hate schools. We're going to begin the program with a short video that just really explains what we're all about.
Can you see it with us here? That's what we're trying for. Let's start it again.
Mr. Rogers, can you make it louder up top?
It's the sounds coming out of there.
Thank you.
of your schools are now No Place for Hate, we can't do the work of making the next generation hate-free and bias-free without schools like yours, without the efforts you are all putting in. I know it's a tremendous effort working with the teachers, the parents, yourselves as students. We cannot thank you enough for making your school district No Place for Hate, all of your schools. Thank you so, so much. You guys are amazing. You're rock stars. No Place for Hate is where it's at, and you guys are it. Thank you so much.
So the person who spearheads all of this is Lori. Can Lori come forward? Lori Lynn. And I apologize, but I really do. I know we are packed to the gills, and I want to get the young people who are involved. So we'll pause a little bit for those who need to go after this presentation.
Thank you so much. Is this on? This is on, right? So I get choked up every time I see that video. I really can't take the credit for all the work that's being done in all of our schools. About 3 years ago, we started working on our No Place for Hate initiatives here at POB. No Place for Hate is an initiative out of the Anti-Defamation League based on inclusivity, promoting and maintaining positive school climate, respect, and not just tolerance, but love for one another. And it really has taken on a life of its own, as you can see. So many people have worked so hard. And the thing that I really love about No Place for Hate is it is student-led and student-driven. And so we have representatives from each of our buildings here tonight to introduce their students who've led all of these activities, which in order to become an officially designated No Place for Hate school, you have to show evidence that the student body has made a commitment. You have to submit proposals for activities that must be approved and meet certain criteria. So it's not just a gimme. It's really the students' ideas and the teachers, counselors, social workers, and administrators who help support them. So I'd like to call up the adults from the different schools. And they will introduce the students from their buildings. I also want to give a shout out to Dr. Iannucci, who put together that fabulous video.
Good evening, everyone. So my No Place for Hate ambassadors are Ojazvi Goel. Are they coming? Yeah, you want to come up? From Stratford Road. I'm from Stratford Road Elementary School, and this is one of my wonderful, wonderful ambassadors. Okay. I'm gonna go right through them, and they all can come down as I go through the names. We have Avani Bombri, Valsimis Papadatos, Ray Hirano, Eitan Bennett, and Jordi Turcios, and they are all from Stratford Road. Wonderful ambassadors.
Hi everyone, I'm Jody Marchese, I'm the assistant principal at Pasadena. This is our first recognition of No Place for Hate, so I'm super proud of the students I'll be calling up. And they are Gabrielle Beloma, Matthew Chen, Nicole Dugan, Sophia Goldfarb, Noah Greenblatt, Summer Greenberg, who could not make it this evening.
You could get up.
Dylan Shapiro, Olivia Talele, and Sosuke Okudu.
Hi, I'm Joanna Clampett, assistant principal at Judy Jacobs Parkway School. And our No Place for Hate ambassadors were also our student council representatives, and this is the first year that we held a student council and elections for a student council. So our students took on the role of a lot of responsibility in the building, and No Place for Hate was really their pet project that they worked alongside us to get us our designation. So I will have Connor Bartling, Nicholas Chaco, Andrew Kakuza, Hunter Cass, Andrew Ma, Alexa Milana, Drew Stensler, Kylie Zerlinger.
Good evening. Good evening. It's my honor to call up the following students for Old Beth Page, who are our ambassadors: Caitlin Chung, Tio Santa Maria, Noah Simon, Nitya Gore, and Gabby Lahara. Come on up. Mom and Dad, if you guys want to meet me in the hallway, I can do a picture with them if you want. After. Oh, Noah.
Hi, everybody. This is Andrea Luzzi. I'm David Goldberg representing Matlin Middle School. Congratulations to everybody. For our No Place for Hate ambassadors, Hannah Burke, Josh Ackerman, Sophie Nelson, and Cooper Kirshner. Thank you, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Oh, goodness me. I am Laura Oak. I am a school counselor at POBMS, and I'm representing our school, although there's been a joint effort to get this accolade at our school. It's comprised of the club that I run, which is the Stand Up to Stand Out Club. We also have Pride Club, run by Samantha Scroy. Everybody is Equal, run by Misha Khan and Alyssa Carroll, and the Best Buddies Club, run by Lisa Bernstein and Angela Trapani. So I just want to make sure everybody is noted for their efforts. So for our students, please come forward. Lindsay Hamburger, and Annika Raj, and Sneha Raj. Annika, Sneha? This is not very loud. They represent the Stand Up to Stand Out Club. For Pride Club, Leahy Tall and Maddie Hecht. Leahy? Oh, there you are, sorry. Maddie. And for the Everybody is Equal Club, Nicole Adelson, Prongti Gala, and Emily Tahada. I'm sorry, you're going to take both?
Okay. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Jessica Colombini. I'm substance abuse counselor for the district, and I'm representing the Kindness Club from the high school. The Kindness Club, this is their first year as an official club. They were a committee last year, and these students have worked very hard to form it into what it is today. So I am proud to present these certificates to Samuel Tavel, Cooper Levine, Victoria Medina, Dominica Nazari, Alana Zylander, and Jacob Zwieback. I would also like to give a special recognition to Alana Zylander for also winning the Good Deeds Award this year. Congratulations.
You're welcome to stay if you are receiving other awards. But if you came for the No Place for Hate Awards, I'm going to pause for 1 minute if you would like to leave. And thank you so much for bringing your kids. Remember tomorrow to vote at Matlin or Jamaica Avenue tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you're zoned for Old Beth Page or JJP, you will be voting at Matlin. If you're zoned for Pasadena or Stratford Road, you'll be voting at Jamaica Avenue, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And we'll move on to the rest of the ceremony. I apologize. I wish we could have housed everyone, but I wanted to make everyone comfortable as soon as possible. So Mr. Murray is our high school principal, along with Mrs. Lynn, and they will continue the program.
Thank you, Dr. Lewis. Good evening, everyone. It's always... It's always a very special evening. We are very honored to be able to present for the class of 2019's salutatorian and valedictorian, the top two students in our graduating class. If I could call down our salutatorian, Avery Gursky. Avery will be attending University of Rochester in the fall. We wish him the best of luck. And we'll, of course, hear more about him at our awards night presentation and graduation. Congratulations. And our valedictorian for the class of 2019 is Audrey Schein. I figured she was home studying. Audrey will be attending Harvard University in the fall. Congratulations, Audrey. Thank you.
Okay, it's my pleasure to recognize our students who have earned the achievement of National Merit Scholarship semifinalists. There was a very last-minute change to our program. So in the program, you'll see that there are four finalists. But just today, I found out that one of our finalists has been named a winner. So Avery Gursky, you can come back. Just heard today. There's some updated programs. So this is a college-sponsored National Merit Scholarship Award through the University of Rochester, where Avery will be attending. That's fantastic. And our three finalists in the 2019 National Merit Scholarship Competition, Swarov Basin. Home studying. Okay. Gabrielle Calderon. And Mitchell Indeck. Congratulations.
So tonight we have our science awards being presented by Ms. Rohi Sheikh. Oh, the script. I thought that was going to be Lori Lynn. Hold on 1 second.
I will be presenting alongside Mr. Ray Tesler as well. The first person that we'd want to recognize is the Regeneron STS 2019 scholar. The Regeneron Science Talent Search recognizes and empowers our nation's most promising young scientists who are creating the ideas that could solve our society's most urgent problems. Each year, approximately 1,800 students enter Regeneron STS, submitting original research in critically important scientific fields of study. 300 scholars are selected based on their exceptional research skills, commitment to academics, innovative thinking, and promise as a scientist. Each scholar at their school receives $2,000. Stefan's project titled Forecasting the Progression of Temporal Orientation Through the Language of Social Media Using Machine Learning. In it, he reviewed over 1 million tweets created by 4,000 users over a 6-week period. The computer program written to determine this can potentially be modified to determine other psychological phenomena. Congratulations to Stefan Phillips.
Along with the Regeneron STS competition, SSP, Society for Science in the Public, also has a second prestigious competition known as the International Science and Engineering Fair. Each year, about 1,700 students from over 90 countries attend the International Science and Engineering Fair to compete for over $5 million in prizes. In order to represent your country, region, or territory at the International Science and Engineering Fair, a student first needs to win their local or state level fair. The next two awards that we're going to present are for those: the New York State Science and Engineering Fair, followed by the Long Island Science and Engineering Fair. So, I will present some of the award winners at the New York State Science and Engineering Fair. First place in behavioral science was Jessica Goldstein. First place in the category of computer science was Harrison Kiraku. First place in the category of material science, Sean Liner. Second place in the category of chemical energy was Orji Shine. Second place in the category of behavioral and social science was Alyssa Ariami. Additionally, the New York State Science and Engineering Fair sponsors another local science fair known as the Andromeda Science Fair. The Andromeda Science Fair is hosted actually in our district, POB Middle School, and we bring about 500 students from all over the Long Island, Queens, and Brooklyn area. It's a second division of the New York State Science and Engineering Fair, and we did well in that fair again. First place in behavioral social science was Gabriella Pacekli. Additionally, first place in behavioral social science in the Andromeda division was Anna John. The next few names I'm going to read, these students left because we're going to see in a few minutes they're getting awarded at the Long Island Science Congress as well. So, Carrie Ring, I saw her leave, but Carrie Ring. Third place in behavioral social science was Alana Zylander. And then finally this year, with our new ninth grade revamped curriculum, we sent a team of ninth graders to the New York State Science and Engineering Fair, and they came home with an award. So honorable mention in behavioral social science was Gabrielle Olivia, Jessica Layton, and Alexander Whitmore.
For LICEF, placed second place in biochem engineering. Julia Brandenstein moved on to the finalist round at the International Science Fair, ICEF as well. So congratulations to Julia Brandenstein. LICEF, first place behavioral and social sciences, moved on to win second place at the International ICEF Fair in behavioral, Jessica Goldstein. LICEF, first place in energy chemical and moved on to the finalist round to win third place in energy chemical at the International Fair ICEF. Audrey Shine.
I now would like to recognize our two local Brain Bee winners, as well as our national Brain Bee winner. On the local level, we had first place in the Long Island Brain Bee was Brianna Wang Oyong. And second place was Krina Totola. The next competition I would like to speak about is the Junior Science and Humanities Symposium. This is a competition that's put on by the U.S. military, and just like ICEF, they have a national competition where, in order to get there, you have to win your local level. Well, this year we had one of the five Long Island finalists going to the National Junior Science and Symposium, and that was Jessica Goldstein. And we also had a third place winner in the behavioral science category, which was Juliana Freiman.
Next, we'd like to recognize the Northwell Medical Marvels group. They won Best Presentation Award. Amanda Kang. Brian Lee. Dara Newman. Brandon Sala. Roman Schickarder. And Joanna Thompson.
Now I would like to recognize our three winners at the Long Island Psychology Fair. First place in the category of biopsychology was Jessica Goldstein. First place in the category of health psychology was Alyssa Ariami. And second place in the category of educational psychology was Evan Russell.
For the Kathy Belton Science Fair, we would like to recognize Jake Feldman for Best in Room finalist. Benjamin Yeh, also for Best in Room finalist. Yeah. Joseph Gasmo, also for Best in Room finalist. Devin Patel and Hannah Quinton. Dylan Rubin, I'm sorry, for Best in Room finalist. Benjamin Yah, Best in Room finalist. Marissa Wilson, also for Best in Room finalist.
So as this event is going on, a few of our students are being recognized tonight at the Long Island Science Congress. They're receiving the awards as we speak. We want to recognize them as well. So state finalist in the category of behavioral science, Juliana Fryman. State finalist in the category of behavioral science, Alana Zylander.
For the NSTA Toshiba Explorer Vision, honorable mention to Anthony Cascal. Chance Kristen Berry, also for honorable mention. Nicole Furman, also for honorable mention. For the New York State Summit finalist, Cian Benson. Also for the New York Youth Summit finalist, Allison Taub.
Next, we'd like to recognize some of the winners from the South Asian American Women Alliance competition, better known as SAWA. First place in the chemistry category was Audrey Schein. We have two students winning SAWA Excellence Awards. The first in behavioral science was Gabriella Pacekli. And the second was Juliana Stanziotti. Additionally, we have honorable mentions to Juliana Fryman, Eveline Singh, and finally, Ashley Strauss. I'm sorry, Ashley Strauss, but we have honorable mention in chemistry to Jamie Levy and Mansi Kothari.
For the Long Island Student Innovator of the Year Award from Innovate Long Island, Audrey Schein. We would like to recognize one of our students who has been published in a peer-reviewed journal. He was published in the Columbia University Junior Science Journal, Ross Bernstein.
And we also recently found out we have a second student being published this year, and that will be in the Journal of Pediatric weekly, and that's no certificate, I'm sorry. Just found out. Alyssa Ariami. So, Audrey, you want to come back up here? I have like five more awards for you. So, just to speed this up, Audrey also presented at three different science conferences this year. She presented at the International Conference Society in Boston, Massachusetts. She presented at the International Science... I'm sorry, this, why is this on here twice? You go there twice? That was so good, she did twice. And she also presented at the World Congress on Climate Change in Rome, Italy. Thank you.
At this point, we'd like to call up the leader of the Pobots. Mr. Kunz will be presenting that award. And I guess the Pobots are in the house, Mr. Kunz? Yes. Just call them all up. You don't have to call all their names, right? Hold the applause. Call them all up.
Good evening. The Robotics Club at our competition at Hofstra University won the Chairman's Award. The Chairman's Award is the most prestigious award offered at any first robotics competition. It honors the team that best represents a model for other teams to emulate and the best embodies the mission of FIRST Robotics. It was created to keep the central focus on the ultimate goal of transforming the culture in ways that will inspire greater levels of respect and honor for science and technology, as well as engineering more of today's youth, encouraging more of today's youth to become science and technology leaders. The teams who have earned the Chairman's Award at a regional competition can now travel to the national competition or the international competition in Detroit, which we did. This is a team award, so we have most of the team here. Rohit Agarwal, Matthew Anderson, Scott Barsky, Tyler Bihar, Kuvar Bachugan, Troy Banderas, Gabriel Candron, Juliana Diaz, Nadav Elkham, Sam Edelson, Jordan Pfeiffer, Anna Freiberg, Rachel Fenner, Amanda Futterman, Dane Gannon, Riley Gilman, Jared Garfinkel, Jacob Goldman, Joshua Gorman, Ryan Hollander, Benjamin Hyman, Nicholas Amoff, Mitchell Indick, Dylan Jane, Scylla Kamath, Elena Kessler, Rachel Kopperman, Matthew Kunz, Noah Leader, Abigail Lieb, Richard Lee, Daniel Lombardo, Jonathan Lopez, Zangu Ma, Evan Bandel, Mitchell Meyer, Zim Nesson, Darren Newman, Samantha Newman, Jason Ning, Ryan Norris, Alex Novus, Michael Oberlander, Max Oppenheim, Gregory Papakapopoulos, Devin Pantel, Alexa Plotkin, Rebecca Ranhap, Daniel Riley, Cameron Robinson, Amanda Rogers, Brandon Sackenstein, Karin Samanayla, Brandon Shapiro, Adam Silver, Russell Smith, Jake Storch, Arnav Surjan, Allison Taub, Ryan Washer, Jacob Zellen, and Jared Zinman. Thank you very much. Thank you, team. And thank you to the board and the central administration for your support for the robotics team. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mr. Kunz. Thank you. And next we'll be bringing up Ms. Carnesi, our social studies chairperson, to present our social studies awards. They were going outside. Alice.
Good evening. Since 1947, the Veterans of Foreign Wars have offered a national scholarship program to middle school students grades 6 through 8 and high school students. Thousands of students participate every year at local, state, county, and national levels. Each year, the VFW does a phenomenal job of determining a theme. It's a theme that celebrates some of the critical attributes of our democratic society. This year's theme for the Voices of Democracy essay contest was Why My Vote Matters. The Patriot's Pen, the middle school program, was Why I Honor the American Flag. So tonight, we thank teachers who encourage civic engagement and an opportunity for students to connect with those themes in our democratic society, and for students for practicing and demonstrating civic behaviors and participating. Tonight, we'd like to acknowledge our winners. For the VFW Patriot's Pen Essay Contest, from POB Middle School, first place, and second place in Nassau County, Ryan Novak. In first place from Matlin Middle School, Emma Fetterman. In second place from POB Middle School, Victoria Tripoli. And in second place from Matlin, Julie Zuckerman. In third place from POB Middle School, Sundry Kaur. Congratulations, Sundry. You're welcome. And in fourth place from POB Middle School and fourth place in Nassau County, Anna Kim. Now for the Voice of Democracy essay contest. In first place from POB JFK High School, Ibel Guzman. In second place, Eveline Singh. And in third place, a tie. Christina Chow and Ileana Friedman. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carnese. And we're going a little out of order back to the first page of the program for Mrs. Alice Bowman to present the Spelling Bee Award.
Good evening. It gives me great honor to present the fifth grader, Bhavana Medini, with the 2019 Scripps Spelling Bee Long Island Regional Finalist Award.
And next, we're going back to the program for Dr. Chan to come up and present the World Language Awards.
Hi, good evening. Tonight, we would like to recognize the winners of the American Association for Teachers of Italian Poetry Contest in the Level 1 competition in third place, Gabriella Benhamo. And also in the Level 2 competition, for honorable mention, Danielle Wicker. And finally, for the Italian cooking contest for the Torta Caprese, I'm Nick Dev. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Dr. Chan. Next, we have our math awards presented by Ms. Lagatuda, our mathematics chairperson. And hopefully some of our chamber musicians have made it back from their rehearsal because they were hoping to make it for this part of the evening.
Good evening, everyone. I'd also like to introduce Ms. Janine Campbell, who has joined us tonight. Janine Campbell is a math teacher at POB Middle School who is here to help give out the awards tonight. So we're going to start with the Nassau Mathematics Tournament. This is a competition that our mathletes attend each year. They attend many other competitions, but this is one of them, and we are so proud of these three students for doing exceptionally well in the individual rounds. So I'm going to start with, not going to name the name yet, but for ninth grade, this student placed 7th out of 105 students, Andre Oganesian. Our next individual winner came in 16th place out of 145 participants, Salil Kamath. And our senior award for the individual round at NMT, Avery Gursky, who came in 15th out of 167. Okay, we're going to move on to our AMC awards.
Good evening, everyone. I'm proud to present the AMC 8 Awards. The AMC 8 is an American math competition. It's 25 questions given in 40 minutes. Students are presented with unique problem-solving challenges and are asked to apply classroom-learned skills to solve them. I'm going to start with POB Middle School. Our first place winner, we had two winners, a tie. They were in the top 5% nationally. That's Fugo Oishi and Jonathan Shum. Second place in POB Middle School, Jake Strauss. There was a three-way tie for third place, and that goes to Sage Princeton, Ethan Recientis, and Daniel Zhang. For Matlin Middle School, our first place winner, Matthew Kang. Second place for Matlin Middle School, James D'Alessandro. And for third place, a six-way tie for Matlin Middle School, Alexander Beatty, Safal Kamath, Christine Kim, Danny Lee, Umi Nagatomo, and Sophie Nelson. Congratulations to our middle school winners.
All right, moving on to AMC 10. So AMC 10, our students must complete 25 questions in 75 minutes. The students are ultimately competing to make it into the American Invitational Math Exam. Unfortunately, no one made it in, but we did very well, very proud of our students. So first place from JFK High School, we have Andre Oganesian, and that's AMC 10. For AMC 10, second place, Aiden Shore. AMC 10, third place, there was a tie between Matthew Lim and Daniel Shemitov. AMC 12. First place, we have Atul Guerra. Second place, Zhang Yuma. AMC 12, third place, Jiayun Song. So our mathletes, in addition to participating in NMT, they also participate in six other competitions in Nassau County known as the NCIML. And what happens is across Nassau County, as the points are accumulating for these competitions, they take the top 50 scorers across Nassau County to comprise the all-star team. So this year, we do have one of our students who made that 50-member team who will go on to compete in New York State and as well as a national competition, and that is Ishan Tivakaran. All right, and lastly, we have the Long Island Math Fair Awards. So our students from Science Research, who work very closely with Mary Lou O'Donnell, they have been working tirelessly since October. They research a math topic of their choice, and they prepare a PowerPoint presentation. They present in front of students from all other districts as well as adjudicators. So we'd like to announce the gold winners, our silver winners, and our bronze. So the gold winners, we have Sian Benson, Atul Guerra, and Ryan Kim. Again, gold winners, Long Island Math Fair. Silver. For silver, we have Alyssa Allstetter, Amanda Futterman, and Russell Smith. And for our bronze winners, Ross Bernstein, Anthony Casal, Kyle Chung, Juliana Diaz, Minji Kim, Jiayun Song, Allison Taub, Karina Totala, and Pravin Vathapalil. Thank you very much.
And our next awards are for the English department, and I'll bring up Mr. Jeff Yagaloff, the chairperson of the English department.
Thank you very much, Dr. O'Meara. Need a little height, sorry. Okay, our first set of awards go for our Writers Cafe, a club at the high school. We had a spring writing contest, so we had five recipients. The winner of the ninth grade award for poetry goes to Jessica Naster. Our 10th grade recipient is Ellen Park. Our other 10th grade winner is Danielle Wicker. For 11th grade, Lauren Park. They must be home writing. And our 12th grade winner is Suanna Chang. Next, I'd like to call up the winner of the BOSEAT 2018 Ocean Awareness Contest Bronze Medal winner, Leah Reed. And if you'd be kind enough to stay up here, Leah, I'd also like to present you with a certificate for the Walt Whitman Birthplace Association Poetry Contest Individual Anthology spanning grades 3 through 12. Next, for the Walt Whitman Birthplace Association Poetry Contest Individual Anthology spanning grades 3 through 12, Taylor Korn. And unfortunately, Taylor's not here to win her second award. She also won the Walt Whitman Birthplace Association Poetry Contest for poetry grades 7 and 8. We're very proud of their accomplishments. Thank you.
And for our Visual Arts Award, I'll bring up Dr. Ben Wiley.
Good evening. On behalf of all the art teachers here at POB, I'm proud to be here to announce these award winners. For the Shanti Fund poster contest winner, we had an eighth grade winner for Matlin this year, Sonia Parikh. We had a Long Island's Best Art Exhibition Selected Artist this year from the high school, Anna Vig. Our Art Supervisors Association Scholarship winner this year goes to Candy Zhu. Two winners from the Photo Federation of Long Island Youth Showcase competition this year. Second place in the digital monochrome category, Jacqueline Hilbert. And second place in the print monochrome category, William Jeon. Our Long Island University 12 by 12 art exhibition selected artists. We have multiple this year. I'm going to call you all up and then give you certificates at the end. Celine Baton. Christina Bono. I know some aren't here. Juliana Diaz. Jordana Groveman. Bella Hahn. Heather Inglesi, Elizabeth Korn, Elizabeth Liebman, and Catherine Sion's not here, I know, and Ida Zote. We have two winners this year in the, oh, I'm sorry. We have two winners in the Art and Heart exhibition this year. Award of Excellence winner, Ashley Zhang. And the Sunrise Mall Award winner goes to Jaden Panchel. Winners and silver key winners in the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards competition this year. Gold keyed winners, Christine Chow. Robert Ferretti. Megan Ha. And Catherine Sion. And our Silver Key winners, Julia Martins and Bella Hahn. New York State PTA Reflections winner in the Award of Merit in the Film Production category, Ava Kreshover. And finally, this year's winner in the Huntington Camera Club's High School Photo Competition finalist, Gail Kim. As always, thank you to the Board of Education and the community for your support in the arts.
And our next awards are for the Business Department, and we'll bring up Mr. Harathunian, the Chairperson for Business and Assistant Principal at the high school.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing tonight? It's time to get down to business. No. I'll come up with a new joke for next year. We're really proud of all of our New York State DECA and ICDC winners. With that, I'd like to start off honoring our first place New York State DECA team for competition in sports entertainment operations research, Sydney Garbus, Alba Ayani, and Jackson Weissman. I'd like to recognize first place New York State DECA competition principals of hospitality project winner Samantha Hezekiel. Thank you. We'd like to recognize ICDC competition finalist quick serve restaurant management project Dylan Luxembourg. We'd also like to recognize the ICDC DECA competition finalists, Entrepreneurship Promotion Project, Sarah Clancy and Shauna Lee. The last group of finalists from ICDC, and in addition to their finalist placement in ICDC, they were also first place for the Public Relations Project, and Kristen D'Onofrio, Kristen Ferretti, and Jillian Friedman. From there, we continue to shine on the state level. We have first place for Creative Marketing Project, Jason Burns, Rachel Pearl, and Benjamin Pollard. First place for the Finance Operations Project Research is Benjamin Fox, Matt Kim, and Alex Young. First place for the Learn and Earn Project, Hope Feinberg, Ashley Steiner, and Rachel Vulcano. From there, we move on to our entrepreneurship program, Virtual Enterprise. The Virtual Enterprise National Marketing Top 10 competition winners were Rachel Pearl and Samuel Weissman. The Virtual Enterprise National Marketing Competition top 10% were Alyssa Dottie and Rachel Pearl. The Virtual Enterprise Impact Marketing Competition for gold is Alyssa Dottie. The Virtual Enterprise Sales Material Competition in gold, Dylan Rayner and Samuel Weissman. The Virtual Enterprise E-Commerce Website Competition in gold, Ava Trovato and Max Yari. The Virtual Enterprise E-Employee Handbook Competition, silver, Brad Kammerman. And now when we go to mock trial, we had final four placements in Nassau County, Rachel Pearl, Sydney Hakimi, Kasha Bhatia, Lauren Eterno, Ben Solomon, Justin Alulian, Samantha Foster, Eric Melly, Cameron Hollisher, Jared Slade, Joshua Kurtz, Katie Rubin, Nicholas Sally, and Charles Sheldon. Again, I'd like to thank the parents, the students, the Board of Education, and everyone in the Plainview community for your support of the business programs. Couldn't be done without you. Thank you so much.
Good night. Thank you for attending.
We're starting with the high school up.
Okay.
Is the high school up here?
We're going to continue with our regular board meeting. Is our high school rep here?
No.
Okay. Any board announcements? Okay.
You could say two. I'll say. I just wanted to mention that last week I rocked out at Matlin to the 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade bands. They were unbelievable. They played Treasure. They played Rocky, Bohemian Rhapsody, music from The Greatest Showman. They were unbelievable, and it was almost standing room only in this auditorium. So an amazing concert. Thank you to Mr. Langenauer, Mr. Hirsch, Mr. Lombardo. One of my favorite things of the night was a little boy behind me who couldn't have been more than 5, saying to, I believe it was his grandmother, and if it isn't, I'm sorry, but I think it was his grandmother, who said, Grandma, I think he said it was Grandma, or... Am I going to be up there one day? I want to be up there one day.
Nice.
I can't wait to get up there. And he said it about 20 times. But when? When am I going to get up there? How many? When? So it was great, and I obviously inspiring not only to myself but to all the people in the room. So it was wonderful. Great show.
Thank you. Anyone else? We're going to take, before we go into public participation, we're going to take two items of routine business out of order, 7.2 probationary appointments, and 7.4 also. Do I have a motion? Debbie, a second. Lauren, all those in favor? So moved.
Thank you. By action of the Board of Education tonight, we've appointed 4 members to our family tonight. When you hear your name called, please stand so they can put a name to the face. Music orchestra at the high school, Dustin Bartley. Special education, Stratford Road, Amanda Hankin. Elementary education, Jillian Gutman. I think Jillian's here tonight. And on the administrative side, we have the assistant director for pupil personnel services at the high school, Sandra Paramentieri. Congratulations.
Thank
and welcome
you,
to Plainview Old Beth Page.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall 1, state their name and address, and 2, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which the reputation, privacy or rights to due process or those of others could be in some way violated. As a reminder, an audio recording of this meeting, including public participation, is being made and will be posted on the district's website. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Wolfner? No? Well, good evening.
Patrice Finkelstein, President of PTA Council. 58 Blanche Street in Plainview. I want to thank you all for being so supportive with all these celebrations and everything tonight. There's one more celebration that I think that we should recognize. Today is her birthday, and she wasn't going to come tonight because she was going to go out and celebrate with her family, but her son got sick, so she's here. And if we could all sing happy birthday to her, I think it would be great. Paula Barsky.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paula. Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations.
I think I'm going to change today. She's so glad you did that look. Oh, my
God. I know.
Oh, my God. You know, work is just interfering with
Patrice,
life.
What, these are not working. These are not Patrice originals?
No.
I know. Patrice. I'll do second best. Day. My birthday gift to you was I didn't sing.
Thank you, Patrice. That was sweet. Literally sweet.
Anyone else? Public participation?
I'm going to leave.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm going to leave them back here. Don't think for the new people. Don't think this happens every time. This is my point.
Thank you.
Just acknowledge.
Sure.
Thank you. I meant to acknowledge. One of our teachers, in preparing for the fourth grade concert at Stratford Road, heard some really bad news about a relative who had passed away, and another, and a music teacher from another school stepped in and did her concert, Judith Rilling. And so I'd like to recognize her tonight for stepping in and helping a colleague. And really, the kids were so well rehearsed. So first of all, Dee Dee always does a fantastic job. So I want to acknowledge the work that she did in preparing the students and for Judith to step in and to take that concert. And the kids had a wonderful experience.
May I have a motion on routine business? Rennell, second. Susan, any holds, separations? Debbie?
Can I hold 7.15, please.
Motion on routine business, excluding 7.15. Please raise your hands. Thank you. We have three items of new business. First one, 11.1, is the approval of Board of Education meetings for the 2019-20 school year's revision. On that, may I have a motion? Susan, second. Lauren, any comments? All in favor? So moved. Second one, may I have a resolution for the Board of Education to accept the recommendations of the Superintendent of Schools to add public speaking as a graduation requirement commencing with the class of 2023. Motion?
Yes. Jody?
Second. Debbie, any discussion? Susan?
I can hear my son cringing.
No. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
No, I think it's a great thing. he's not cringing.
So I love the idea, and I totally applaud it. The only thing I just want to clarify is we did discuss that a couple of co-curricular clubs will be also included into the list that was provided on the document of just the classes. So if we could maybe expand on that or tell how that may work or may not work.
So this is just the beginning of identifying. We know the these are the initial courses that we are saying if students take those courses, we know that they will have the public speaking experience. But we're in the process of identifying the other co-curricular activities where if students are participating at a certain level, so we have to figure it out, not just being a member, but being a participant. And so we have to iron that out before we actually put them on the list. But this is a giant step forward. It is something that our PTAs have identified. It is a skill that we know children need for graduation. And I want to applaud the board our schools, skill public speaking, beyond our doors. And I want to applaud the board for taking this stand.
Any other comments, questions? No. I would just like to say, I think this is marvelous, but when we do it, maybe we could just teach handshaking also. Anyone who's lived through high school graduation, shaking hands. knows what I'm talking about, okay? So that's just a little bit of a thing I'd like to add. Okay, thank you. On the motion? So moved. Last one, the adoption of the revised bylaws for our senior citizen club. Debbie?
Second.
Jody, any comments? All in favor? So moved. May I please have a motion to adjourn into executive session for real estate and personnel? Ronell? Second. Jody, all in favor? So moved. Please don't forget tomorrow, budget vote, election day. And if you're an Old Bethpage, you're voting here. Thank you. Good night. Thank you. And Parkway. Thank you.